The husband popped out and echoed,
"Ashamed of yourself?"
She tugged his snout sharply.
"Silence, Meridink. I'll deal with this rabble."
He retreated behind a voluminous dress.
"Yes, Campathia, dear."
Nimbalo pointed at Campathia.
"You old robe-old sister or something like that, ma'am?"
She gave him a look that would have frozen custard.
"I most certainly am not. We are the Southern Fourth Rites. Robald is one of the Eastern Fourth Rites, an indifferent bunch. They are sadly lacking in personal tidiness. Not like us."
Meridink's head poked out again.
"Not like us."
Tag felt the discussion was getting them nowhere. He became forcefully polite with the prissy Campathia.
"Begging your pardon, ma'am, I'm no vermin, despite my appearance. I apologise for upsetting your little one. I didn't mean to. Now, just answer my questions and we'll be on our way and leave you in peace. Have any vermin with tattoos like mine passed this way? If so, when and where?"
Campathia pointed to Tag's blade, which he held in his paw.
"Put that thing away, sir. I refuse to converse with armed ruffians. Put it away this instant."
As Tag returned the blade to his belt, he heard Meridink.
"This instant."
Placated by the otter's obedience, Campathia answered the question.
"Late last night I was cooking supper, and I heard them before I saw them. Three vermin, two stoat creatures, and a disgusting female rat, all tattooed in a similar fashion to yourself. Acting promptly, we left our camp and hid nearby. They commandeered our camp and ate our supper. The rat said that she had smelled the fire from a distance. Their behaviour was dreadful, their manners atrocious, and their language. Suffice to say, I had to cover my babe's ears. They were totally uncouth."
Tag interrupted her flow.
"When did they leave? Where's your camp?"
Campathia gestured over her shoulder.
"Over there. After eating everything in sight and taking what they could carry, the miscreants left within the hour."
"Within the hour?"
Jerkin peeped around the dress at Meridink.
"Come on, Echo. Take us to your camp."
Campathia waggled a stern paw at Jerkin.
"His name is not Echo, as you well know. Follow me."
The camp was little more than an elaborately embroidered linen square of considerable size, pegged across a low hornbeam branch and a fallen larch tree. It had been ripped to tatters by the vermin, and a small homemade rock oven nearby was smashed down into the ashes of a fire beneath it. Nimbalo sniffed at the ashes as Tag inspected the ground, pointing out the unmistakable paw prints of Dagrab, Rawback and Groovin.